Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the depression of the dairy market. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Extension Dairy Specialist at Mississippi State University. Amanda, as we all know, agricultural families are facing challenges. What are some major challenges?
Dairy farmers are struggling to make ends meet and are eating up the little bit of equity that they actually have just to stay in business. The main problem is a prolonged period of really low milk prices. Prices right now are actually so low that they're about what they were in the 1980s, but input costs are obviously much more than they were 30 plus years ago. The last time producers were paid a reasonable amount for their milk was in 2014, 4 years ago. There's currently more fluid milk on the market than there is demand, and that's driving down prices partly, but people are also consuming less milk than they used to and are opting for less nutritious alternatives. And the latest stressor is the tariffs that are also altering our export options.
So why is milk price so low, and what is the impact?
Dairy farmers' income is completely dependent on the price of milk, which they actually have no say in. Milk price is set at federal and state level through a very complex system that depends on imports, exports, what the milk is going to be processed for, farm location, and a lot of other things. Fluctuation in the price is normal, but looking at past cycles, the price really should have bounced back to a decent level by now. But we're seeing many dairies go out of business throughout the nation as a result of this. But the Southeast U.S. is actually being hit the hardest because we are on a completely fluid market, which means that all of our milk that's produced here goes to the milk that you're drinking, not to cheese or butter or yogurt. And the impact on producers going out is that they're losing their business at a time when they have already sold off so much of their assets to attempt to stay afloat. So they're left with very little, not to mention the mental or emotional hardships of this decision. Most dairy farms have been in business for generations, so being the one to lose what your ancestors worked so hard for is really unfathomable. And it's not easy for them to just go out and get a new job because they're typically almost to retirement age and their skill set is just farming related. The impact on the ones that are staying in business is that they don't know what tomorrow is going to bring them. They're probably struggling to feed their own families, and they're slowly losing grip of something that they have poured everything they have into.
Is there any way for producers to alter things on their own farm to help get milk off the market and raise the price for everyone?
So this is a really difficult question because dairy producers want to help the whole industry so that they can stay in business, but they also need to help their own farm, again, so they can stay in business. If a producer sells cows or lowers milk production per cow, he or she will be making even less money than they currently are. And if that production gets too low, their milk cooperative can actually decide that their level of production isn't worth their resources to pick up, so they may be taken off the milk route, meaning they have no one to take their milk to the processing plant. Most people know what they're going to get paid every year, even each paycheck, but dairy producers send their milk off and won't actually find out what they got paid for it until a month later when the milk check arrives. And dairy farming has added complexities because the cost of production is only so variable, and so it's difficult to bring it down to a profitable level right now. Cows need to be fed well, housed in a clean environment, milked multiple times a day, and producers care about these cows like their family, so they can't mistreat them and still sleep at night. Milk is also a perishable product, so they can't just hold on to it and wait for a better price before selling it, which some other agricultural producers have the benefit of. But milk can't be stored on farm for more than 2 days.
Okay, so how can we find more resources or stay updated on challenges and opportunities that we face in the agricultural industry?
Well, so I encourage everyone to buy as milk as you possibly can to rid the shelves of it a little bit. The milk produced in Mississippi will have a code 28 to start that six-digit number that you see on the side of your carton or jug, so you can make sure that you buy the 28 code to make sure it was produced in Mississippi from local farmers. You can also buy directly from farms that process their own dairy products. I also encourage you to talk to your local dairy producers and ask them what's going on to learn more about the industry so you can maybe think of your own way to help.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Mississippi State University Extension Dairy Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.